Hey, buddy, touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, meet me, Bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm gonna bubble.
Stop it, Jeffy.
News, okay. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You couldn't even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Oh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeffy. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
Well, what's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! But what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind, I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo! Alright, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Sprite cranberry? That's too easy!
Next up, Steph McFlurry! I mean Curry! But damn. Next up, Nikola Jokic!
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me liking basketball.
I am, fuck yeah.
That's a big day. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Feels good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I got to go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Yeah, Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Ooh, grab my horse.
Oh, damn! The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk! Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody, I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior, LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron, there's a Sprite Cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody!
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha!
Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner!
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah! Curry from half court! That's what I call my Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad. Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nicola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite Cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids. Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps, then. Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go! Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him. Oh, come on, Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah. Kid on the stretch is drowning! He is drowning! Michael Phelps is almost at the end! Michael Phelps wins! Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal! Ah, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did. Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash! Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt!
Every little thing is gonna be alright.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids. Alright, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt?
I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him. Runners, on your mark, get set, go! Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I get?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off, and Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool?
Jeffy, stop it. I don't like the noise, Jeffy. Stop it. If you hit it one more time, Okay, well, you need to stop hitting it so you can hear what I'm going to threaten you with. If you hit it one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to take your TV away. I'm going to take your video games away. You're not going to have any friends. You're not going to do anything fun. I'm going to take away the stupid ball. I'm going to take away the stick. You're not going to have anything until you move out.
See yet? You ain't going to do shit.
Give me that stick.
Ah!
He was making
Marvin.
Annoying noises. I want him to stop.
Marvin, behave yourself. Why don't we watch a movie?
Jeffy, stop it! What movie do you want to watch?
We should watch Master of Disguise.
What's Master of Disguise?
It's a movie about a guy who can disguise himself as...
Baby, he won't stop!
It's fine, Marvin. We'll watch a movie and it'll distract him. He even dresses up as a turtle.
I want to watch a movie about a turtle.
Wait, okay, so what's the movie about?
It's a guy that dresses up and disguises himself as anyone or anything, and he's amazing! It's really funny, and Jeffy will love it.
Okay, turn it on. Don't you hit it during the movie.
Okay, I know it's called The Turtle Club, but I think you're taking it a little too literally.
Turtle! Excuse me, are you two a member of The Turtle Club?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Turtle! Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
Well, I can't let you guys in without a turtle club membership.
Oh, but he's been wanting to come to this club ever since he was a little boy. If we could just look around for 1 minute, just real quick.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, no.
See, now he's throwing a fit, and it's only going to get worse unless we go in, so.
Okay. For 5 minutes, you guys can come in.
Turtle?
Oh, thank you so much.
Turtle!
What the fuck is this?
Marvin, it's a funny movie. It's cute. He's a turtle.
I want to be a turtle.
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 Okay, I'm in hell.
You know, like this, Jeffy. It's like Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Hairy Puss.
Okay, that's the news. That's the news. Everyone watch the news.
Breaking news, UK. Due to civil unrest across the globe, the U.S. Congress has approved the reinstatement of the military draft due to the lack of voluntary enlistments. So if you are between the ages of 18 to 25, you will be drafted into the military to go to war.
The draft? They're drafting people in the military?
Well, don't worry, Marvin. They said 18 through 25. We're good.
Oh, yeah, we are good. What about Jeffy?
Oh, I'm good. I'm retarded.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're all good. Him chewing on crayons paid off. Back to being turtles, I guess.
Turtle!
Okay, stop.
Turtle!
There's someone at the door. Let me answer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that. Oh, yeah. Less teeth. Oh, yeah, please.
Hello? What? The military? What are you doing here?
Hey, we're here to draft Jeffy.
What? Draft Jeffy? Oh, because he's 20 years old.
Yep, perfect age.
Okay, well, I think you forgot. He's on the spectrum.
Oh, no, that's actually even better. He has the strength of 10 men. That's 10 less people we gotta draft.
You still want to draft him even though he's mentally disabled?
Oh, yeah, we got rid of the whole medical and disability thing. We're just drafting anybody now. I actually just drafted a guy in a wheelchair. I'm gonna push him over landmines. Fuck it.
Wait, you're still gonna draft people even if they're sick, like even someone in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I actually just drafted an 18-year-old with stage 4 leukemia. He's a gunner on an AC-130 now. I literally don't care. The only reason I wouldn't draft somebody is if they're gay.
If they're gay, why?
Well, because gay people just aren't scary, you know? It's like, we're the military. We like pussy and killing people. Just gay people don't do all that.
Okay, I think gay people could be extra scary because what if the other army is super straight and they don't like gay people and our gay soldiers try to kiss them?
Oh, that is pretty scary. I don't want to be kissed by a dude.
Yeah, so you should draft Keiko. Because what stops Jeffy from lying and saying he's gay?
Oh, I actually have a foolproof trick for that. See, what I do is I whip it out and I tell them to suck it. And if they don't suck it, then they're obviously straight. See? Yeah, I mean, like, I found so many closeted straight people doing that. One guy was actually halfway through before he came out as straight. I always know when it's a straight guy doing it.
Okay, but that doesn't make you gay.
No, absolutely not. Then I couldn't be in the military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just need to come in and see what's going on with Jeffy and see if he's gay or what.
Okay, he's not gay, but he's just not mentally capable to fire a gun.
No, anybody can fire a gun. There are high school students that can fire a gun. It's not that hard. I just gotta talk to him.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the military.
The military?
Tell her yes.
Yes, the military.
Marvin, ask him what he wants.
She wants to know what you want.
Tell her I'm here to draft Jeffy.
He's here to draft...
Wait, why don't you just talk to each other right there?
What do you want?
Oh, I'm here to draft Jeffy.
What? No, you can't do that, Jeffy. He's a little...
A little without.
Oh, what are you talking about? He's ready for war. He's already a Ninja Turtle.
But why is he dressed like a turtle?
Turtle!
And he has his own battle cry. If I heard that in war, I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I got my own hammer.
And he's got a Thor hammer. Marvin, he's the perfect soldier.
Jeffy, you're not getting drafted.
Am I not turtly enough for the draft?
See, he clearly wants to do it.
But Jeffy, if you go to war, you're gonna have to kill people. You don't want to.
Marvin, don't try to sway him. Let me interview him. Jeffy, do you want to kill people?
Well, what'd they ever do to me?
They hate turtles in America.
Fuck them.
Oh, see, that's perfect. Wait, you are straight, right?
Yeah, I don't like Wiener.
Oh, there you go. Perfect soldier.
Oh, okay, come on. Is there anything I can do to get Jeffy not to be drafted? There has to be something I can do.
Well, I don't normally do this, but if you suck me off, I'll let him out of this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you gotta give me a good old-fashioned heterosexual suck-off.
What? No, I'm not doing that.
Marvin, you have to. Jeffy's life's at stake.
I'm not sucking dick. Listen, there's gotta be something. Is there any way I can, like, what if I found someone? What if I found someone to replace Jeffy's spot?
Well, I guess that would work, but they'd have to be pretty strong and very straight.
What if I find you the strongest, straightest man in the world to take his spot?
Okay, that'd work. But I also want a $1 bill with a letter K on it.
Why?
What? No, not Y, K.
No, YK.
No, not the letter Y. I just need the letter K.
YAK.
What, that's three letters. I don't need that. I just need the letter K.
YAK.
Yak? Are you trying to spell yak?
Then why do you need a letter K on a dollar?
Oh, see, to complete my collection. See, I have every letter of the alphabet on a $1 bill except for the letter K. And when I complete my collection, it'll be worth $26.
Baby, do you have any dollars?
I think so.
With a letter K on it, that has to be simple.
Okay, let's see. I have E, a G, a F, an H, and an L.
I already have all those. Fuck.
Well, this is all I got.
Okay, listen, baby, you find a dollar with a K on it, I'll ask everyone that I can see if they have a K, but I will find you a very strong, straight man.
Okay, you have 5 minutes.
Oh, fuck!
Hey, Shrek.
Not right now, Loki. I'm in the middle of taking a crap. Squirt, like a goddamn water gun! Oh, God. Oh, Donkey, don't you see the caution sign up there? It says caution, poo in progress, but this is more like a shit!
Okay, listen, I just ask you a favor real quick.
What, Donkey? I think I have a break. Make it quick!
Okay, so Jeffy just got drafted.
Oh, get a drop of that shit!
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with gross! How is this stuff coming out?
I don't know,
okay. Just get some... Okay, so listen, Jeffy got drafted in the military, and I was wondering if you could take a spot.
Hey, Donkey, why don't you just take that toilet paper right there, just give it a big bear hug, and then run up my ass crack as fast as you can, and just stick it to my ass like wallpaper, and then peel it off into the toilet, and then flush it for me. That'd be great. Ah, I'm
squirting! Okay,
never mind. Super Soaker!
Hey, Dougie.
Not right now, Mob Ibs. I'm in the middle of the game.
I need a favor, Dougie.
No, Mob Ibs, I'm busy.
Dougie, please.
Mob Ibs, you were so annoying.
So now you know what it's finally like.
What?
Listen, so Jeffy just got drafted by the military, and they said if someone took his spot, he doesn't have to go. And since you like to go to war in your Call of Duty video game, maybe you'd want to take his spot?
Well, Mob Ibs, see, I loves to, but I can't read, and I also can't color so good.
Well, you don't have to color in the military, and I don't think you have to read. All you have to do is know how to shoot a gun, and you shoot a gun all the time in your video game.
Well, see, the thing is, in real life, they got friendly fire nabibs. And so sometimes, in the game, I'll just be shooting around, and I don't know what I'm doing, so I might do some friendly fire.
Okay, listen, they'll teach you, you'll learn not to do friendly fire.
Well, see, the thing is, my teacher in third grade, Miss Robin Pimp, she said I can't learn so good. She says that I ain't know how to write really good, and that I don't know how to hold a pencil.
Okay, so, well, you don't have to hold a pencil, you have to hold a gun, and you do know how to learn, because I promise you, they'll pay you $2,000 a month.
Ooh, $2,000 a month?
That's like so many really a lot, so dollars so good a year.
Yeah, it's $24,000 a year.
Ooh, I could almost get me a Hellcat with that one.
Yeah, so you want to do it for that?
Nah, I'm good mooching.
Good mooching. Listen, Dougie, if you don't do it, you're out on your ass. I'm kicking you out of this house.
And you ain't gonna do shit on your bitch ass.
Oh, Dougie, you're gonna get what's coming to you. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
What's up, Marvin? Hey, you want some mac and cheese donuts? I just found this recipe on Pinterest. It looks sick as hell.
It looks gross.
Oh, fuck you then, lame-ass, pussy-ass, ugly-ass.
Hey, stop touching me, please.
What, you can't come in here disrespecting my mac and cheese donuts?
Well,
what
listen,
do you want?
I was just... Jeffy got drafted by the military.
What? He got drafted? He gonna fight for our country? That's cool as hell. But they gonna give him a gun?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that I don't want him to get drafted, and they said that if I find someone to replace him, that he doesn't have to go.
Oh, wow. Well, good luck with that shit.
So I was wondering if you would go and replace him.
What? Me? Die for this country? Hell no!
Fuck no! Say it with me, Marvin. Fuck no! Say it with me, Marvin. Fuck no! One more time. Fuck!
Why are you not saying it?
Because, listen, Jeffy, it's serious. Like, I don't want Jeffy to go. They'll pay you $2,000
a month. $2,000
a month? Uh-huh.
To fucking die? Fuck no! Marvin, why are you not saying it? Fuck!
Oh, no. Okay, listen, I understand it, but listen. Okay, I didn't want to tell you the truth because it's top secret.
Oh, top secret, you say?
Yeah, they made me swear under oath. It's top secret security clearance.
You swear under oath? Why?
Yeah, listen, let me just tell you. Okay, so the military recruiter, he's upstairs, and he said that he needs the strongest, straightest American to get Osama bin Laden's daughter pregnant.
They need me?
Yeah, they need someone. I think you're the straightest. I think you're the strongest.
Well, you're right. I could pull this off.
Yeah, they want to get Osama bin Laden's daughter pregnant because to get back for 9/11, and they want you to do it. And I didn't want to tell you. It's supposed to be a secret, but they want you to do it, buddy.
I am very reliable and straight and strong. The strongest ever.
But do you think you could get her pregnant? You think you could put her through
it? Hell yeah, I could put her ass through it. Bend her ass over the stove if I have to.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think you want to do it. I'll find someone else.
Marvin, come on now. I'm the straightest man you ever known. Come on, you just said it yourself.
But I don't know if you would be willing to do it.
Oh, boy. Helicopter all over here and make sure... Oh, boy, we're going to recreate 9/11. Where ass at? Point me in the direction.
You don't mention it to him.
All right, where that military recruit at? I'm about to knock her towers down. I'm talking about flying my plane straight through her towers and then in a Pentagon over and over again. Like, yeah, this is what your daddy did. This is what your daddy did.
I'm sorry, whose side are you on?
Hey, this is Chef Pee-Pee. He is taking Jeffy's side in the draft, right? All right, Chef Pee-Pee?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to smash Osama bin Laden's daughter.
What is he talking about?
Okay, he's a little schizophrenic. He just thinks that he wants to bang Osama bin Laden's daughter. He's a little weird. Just don't mention it.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as he's strong and straight, I don't care.
Oh, he's strong and straight. Let me talk to him for a second. Hey, don't mention Osama bin Laden's daughter to this guy. He's kind of jealous that he doesn't get to bang her.
Oh, I understand. If I get to hit it first, yeah, I'm going to knock the walls loose.
Yeah. So just don't mention it anymore. Just act like you're in the normal military, okay?
I guess.
You're on a secret mission. All right, you guys can talk now.
Hey, you're strong and straight, right?
Yep, strong, straight, and ready to lay some pipe.
Oh, hell yeah. That's perfect, man. All right, so now all I need is my $1 bill with the letter K on it.
I have it right here.
Oh, okay. Here you go. That looks like the letter K to me.
Yep, that is the letter K.
So do I need to bring some condoms?
To war?
Yeah, you know, protection and everything.
I mean, if you want to.
Oh, I get to choose, Marvin? Oh, I'm about to go raw in the bitch. Oh, I'm about to get nasty.
Okay, well, y'all can hurry up and get on the plane or wherever the fuck y'all are going.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, okay.
What's I'm supposed to do now?
Okay, I think you guys just go back to being turtles.
I'll take a spot.
Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
What is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. Put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
Or he thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can these too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
What, you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000? Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Well, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin? You'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back off.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I won't.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where is that baby on? Oh, I want your ass out. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets. So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker. Are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Oh, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ash after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn massa.
Turn it around and change on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who wanna play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat your lamb. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours and in it holds the gold.
What happens with the twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of illegal activity. What do you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No, I'd tell her ass to leave. Get out, scram, skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Yeah, naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
First time I would throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man. Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy.
What?
More like Poo Diddy.
All right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed on P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party! Well, if you say no, I still do it!
Oh, where's the camera?
Sir, I found a camera! I think someone was trying to record illegal activity!
Oh, hell nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir!
Looks like we gotta get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You gotta at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't wanna get pissed on. I'm saying no.
Come on, it's the party,
man. I'm saying no.
Come on, no, you gotta stay here.
I'm saying no.
Alright. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah. Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. No case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Well, man, booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Okay. Penthouse packed and they got my willy wagon. Yeah. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Ride me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat. My favorite one's a dildo. Okay. Slip something in your drink, use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef, put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm clean and call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
She trying to mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm trying to smash them cheeks. The escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if it's spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm trying to get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World, it's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats and I want to see them!
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun dun dun.
What is that, in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit cards are ran out. Let's just go. Me and you.
Yep. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but hold on. Listen, if you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh. Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Daddy. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had, a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. Oh, but that would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that'd be so cool. I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God, I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the ticket since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means, after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was in there. We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes, take them away. Take them away before I throw up.
Get in there, you sick fucks! I'm from our town!
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen, 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years.
Oh, okay, the judge was just exaggerating?
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old, it's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't make any sense! The world's not gonna be around that long, the sun's gonna explode!
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just gonna let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what are you gonna feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, now I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we gonna eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a French fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know, I don't eat here.
What? Ew, oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High in protein, whole lot of nuts. Very chunky, slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my god!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Jimmy! Guard! Guard! We need your help! Guard!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is, we're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Daddy, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Jeff. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want them to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating that.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jeffy, that's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, it's wait. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man? Nah, I'm Bubbles.
How the fuck do you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. That was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me. After that, I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no.
I would say my life is perfect, nah. Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want?
Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm gonna finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait! What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it! You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait! So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait. So you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell no! Nah, I was jiggling Quaker oats, apples, and cinnamon. Told you it was gonna be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell no! No, why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison. And my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal and people would share their ass to me. You know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. Consensually. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that.
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner. My Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all day. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run! Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy.
Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha! Gotcha!
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Here, so suck this fucking nutsack.
I see. It's like that, is it? Okay, I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We could go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what are you doing in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me!
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kinda. Look at me hover, kinda.
Oh, my God. He's, like, hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo-goo-goo-goo-goo.
Oh, hoorah! Oh, goo-goo!
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah, fight. Beat him!
Fight. Yeah. Beat him up, Joey!
Yeah, die!
I'm sure I'm fighting.
It's taking you forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah! Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is, check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Uh-huh. Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this? This is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Ning Guang.
Yeah, I don't don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is gonna blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
Whoa! No way! Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my god, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh, my God! Well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone, and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics!
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
Alright, Cody, I'm gonna pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rockin' cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Alright, I'm gonna go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at Kiki. Holy! Now I'm gonna shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
Alright, on your way, Cody. Hey, Cody, look at me! I'm a bunny rabbit! Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me. Okay?
All right. Boing, 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 boing,
you don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See, okay, so we're gonna hover kinda down here, right?
Alright, yeah, I am hovering kinda all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. It's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge, okay? So just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in like 2 hits.
Alright, well, I'm gonna do my best and he's not gonna touch me at all. Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think I...
Oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
No, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well, just be careful.
No, no! He hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to go into my inventory, check this out. Oh, there's some ramen.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack. I'm trying to eat it.
How did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
I found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah. You keep doing that. Well, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
I can power that one up.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good. Watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh my god. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastry.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go fight another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ying Wong. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait. What are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah!
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded.
Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties.
Oh, bingo. Can confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
Okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason you're playing?
Yeah. Look. I can run around, and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her. And she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, no. You love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it. Now I'm playing it. Everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring this all together.
Hey, bro. Do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. Playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. Of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh, God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, hey, Marvin.
Genshin Impact, our lives.
So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact.
Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
That good.
I'm gooking. It's pretty cool.
Marvin, our bills are past due again.
What, they're past due again? It's like they come every month.
Marvin, it says pay now to avoid interruption of service. I hate interruptions, Marvin. They're so rude.
Okay, well, can you just call and, like, see if they'll give us an extension?
Are they going to give us another extension, Marvin?
Well, just say we lost our job.
Well, I told them that last month.
Well, tell them we lost our job again.
Okay, I'll tell them we looked everywhere and we still couldn't find it.
Yeah, I just want to watch golf. Tiger Woods is about to win his another Masters.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
I'm gooking.
Yeah, good.
I'm trying to watch golf, Jeffy. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back.
Hello and welcome to the PGA Tournament. We're here with five-time Masters champion, Tiger Woods. Hey there, Tiger.
Oh, hey. I cheated on my wife. A lot.
Yes, we know. But you've also won 5 Masters championships. So you going to do it again today?
Oh, of course. If I see a white woman, I'm going to have sex with her on this field.
But no, I was talking about the golf.
Oh, that too. I'm a natural at that. Don't worry about that.
But how do you do it?
Well, I usually go to the local bars. Hopefully, they're white affiliated. I see a white woman, snatch her up, have sex with her consensually.
Again, I was talking about the golf.
Oh, I'm just a natural at it. White women give me powers.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Tiger Woods is good at golf and loves white women. Tiger Woods lines up for his first shot. If he gets this in a hole-in-one, he wins the Masters.
Quiet!
Everybody quiet, please.
White women. White women.
He's doing his white woman chant.
White women.
Bazoonga! He has clobbered it! It's a hole-in-one!
Where's the white women? Oh, I need them right now. Ah, I need the powers.
Yes, Tiger Woods won. I'm so happy.
Hey, Dane, look, I'm Tiger Woods.
Well, that was a pretty good hit, Jeffy.
Yep, now all I gotta do is just sleep with a bunch of white women and I'm him.
Well, don't forget the DUIs.
Oh, Marvin, I called the Bills place and they told us that we would have an extension through next week.
Yes, give me some of that, give me some of that.
Oh, yeah.
That means I gotta watch TV for a week.
Or you can get a job.
What? Oh, that's what made me do that. Why don't you get a job?
What? No, I'm too pretty to have a job.
Look, you go apply for one, and then I'll apply for one.
There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to collect $30,000 of back house payment.
Oh, come on. You know I don't have $30,000. You waste your time driving here. You know you're not going to get it.
Marvin, I'm sick of it!
What? Sick of what?
You being a lazy piece of shit. You know what? If you don't pay me $30,000 by tonight, I'm going to stick this Nerf dart down your pee hole.
Oh, there's no way I can get $30,000 by tonight. Be real.
Whoa, okay. I'm even more tired of it. So what you got to do is, you got to pay me the $30,000 or I'm going to evict your ass.
What, evict me? Where are we going to live?
I don't know. You're going to live out on the street like a poor piece of shit that you are. So you really only have two options. Pay me the $30,000 or this Nerf dart's going to go down your pee hole and you're going to be evicted out on your ass.
Wait, I get both?
Yeah, so I guess it's really only one option.
Okay, I will try to come up with the money. Okay, just give me some time. Give me some time.
Nerf dart pee hole.
Aw, Marvin, why are you sad?
Goodman says if we don't pay him $30,000 in back house payments tonight, he's going to kick us out on the street.
What? Marvin, we don't have that kind of money. We can't even pay our bills.
There's always prostitution. I can give a mean, dirty Sanchez.
Well, Marvin, don't be sad. Look, Tiger Woods just won.
I know.
Tiger, how do you do it?
The powers, you see it flowing through my veins? I can't lose. Every time I go up and hit the ball, it's a hole in one. I got a shark gun. I can see the fucking hole from a mile away. I can't be beat. Who can beat me? A DUI can't stop a real nigga like me. I put my whole billions on the line, nigga. And you put your wife on the line. If I lose, fuck it. I'll be homeless. I don't care shit. I got a golf course I can sleep on. I ain't worried. But you make sure you put your bitch on the line. Because when I win, I want her. I'm putting it through it, nigga.
You heard it here, folks. If you think you have what it takes to beat Tiger Woods, just put your wife on the line and come on down to the golf course.
Where the white women?
Wait a minute. I have a good idea. What if we enter Jeffy in that golf tournament and we win all that money?
Do what?
Oh, Marvin, no. I don't want to sleep with Tiger Woods.
You're not going to have to. Jeffy's good at golf. You didn't see him hit the little spiky ball thing he just did.
I don't know, Marvin.
Look, let's go outside and watch Jeffy hit a golf ball. And if he hits it far, then we're going to enter him in. Come on, let's go watch him.
All right, Jeffy. If you hit that golf ball, very good. Mommy will put her body on the line.
What?
Don't worry, Mommy. I'm about to send this bitch to the moon.
Yeah, I hit one on the couch. It went very far like that.
Oh, actually, that was pretty good.
Yeah, look, it hit the fence. So you're good enough for us to bet you on the Tiger Woods thing?
I did not say that.
Oh, thanks for your permission. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Uh-huh.
Hey there, we're here for the tournament thing.
Oh, hey, you're here to challenge Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I brought my golf bat.
Oh, good. But wait, where's the wife you're going to be betting?
Wait, I said white women. This look like a sausage fest.
Oh, my wife's at home getting ready.
Is she white, like from the Caucasus Mountains?
I mean, she's white as me.
Yes! Good enough!
Okay, now we just need your verbal consent that you're okay with Tiger Woods having sex with your wife if Jeffy loses.
Yeah, if Jeffy loses, Tiger Woods can bang my wife.
Ah, he said it. Y'all heard him?
I heard it.
Don't you need my wife's verbal consent?
Come on. I'm Tiger Woods. She's gonna say yes.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Okay, Jeffy, you go first, I guess.
Yeah, go on ahead, white boy. I want to see that stroke game.
Oh, right here on the course?
No, yeah. No, not that, Jeffy. He's talking...
It's strong and sticky.
No, Jeffy, you gotta hit the white ball, okay?
Okay.
Jeffy's lining up his shot. I don't know what he's doing. Interesting noise choice. And he's missed, and his shoe came off.
Stupid shoe.
Jeffy, what the fuck was that?
My shoe came off.
You're supposed to hit the ball.
I know that.
Jeffy's lining up for his second shot. That first one didn't count. Holy guacamole! He whacked the tee, but not the ball!
What you fucking doing, ball? You're supposed to get hit!
Jeffy, what are you doing? Hit the goddamn ball!
I know that!
I don't think you know it, Jeffy, because you haven't hit the ball yet.
Oh, you want to see me hit the goddamn ball?
Yeah.
Back up, I'll hit the ball.
Jeffy is now lining up for his third shot, although he technically hasn't hit the ball yet, so this is really his first shot. There's that shoe again. He really ought to tie that.
Father, can you hand me my shoe?
Oh, yeah, sure. How about that?
Well, that was rude.
You get the fucking shoe back when you hit the goddamn ball.
Don't you yell at me. This is hard.
You hit it in the front yard.
Well, this isn't the front yard.
Jeffy, hit the goddamn ball. I don't want Tiger Woods banging my wife.
I'm trying.
As crazy as this sounds, this is actually Jeffy's fourth shot, but really his first. Well, he did hit it, but he lost his second shoe.
Hey, where'd my ball go?
You motherfucker, you're not even trying. You're not even trying, Jeffy.
Don't you yell at me.
What, Jeffy, what happened to your tooth?
What?
Nothing, Jeffy. You stop. You know what? No more shoes for you. Go find your golf ball and win in the bushes over there.
Okay.
Jeffy, please start trying, please.
Danny, I can't find my ball. Oh, Danny, a hippopotamus has it.
What? Oh, God. The Mr. Rulemaker guy.
Yes?
A squirrel has my son's ball. Can we get a redo?
No, the rules say you have to hit the ball from the animal.
Wait, what?
Yep, those are the rules.
Alright.
Oh, I can't look.
Whoa, he got an eagle!
Well, no, he killed a squirrel.
No, an eagle's what it's called when you get two under par.
You're talking a language I don't even understand.
It's golf.
Ugh.
All right, Tiger, show him what you got.
Looks like I'm getting white women today, but what's new?
Achoo!
Sorry.
You better not ever sneeze on this fucking golf course again. I swear to God, I will hit you in your fucking nose till it looks like Barney.
Wait, he threatened me.
You're not supposed to sneeze during a putt.
Sorry, just there's a lot of pollen in the air.
Achoo! Bitch, even when you sneeze, I still hit that hole.
It's a hole in one!
What does that mean for Jeffy?
It's gonna do better. Welcome to hole two!
What, hole two? How many holes are there?
18!
Jesus Christ. Can we do like the best of three? Like three holes?
Let me check with Tiger. Hey, Tiger! You okay with doing three holes?
Oh, yeah. As long as I can use your wife's three holes tonight. You're a good sport. Thank you so much.
So why are you shaking his hand?
It's Tiger Woods.
He's gonna bang your wife.
I know.
Now watch this.
Oh, damn!
This is one hole in one.
Well, actually, Tiger, it landed right next to the hole.
Wait, it wasn't a hole in one?
No, but you can still get an eagle.
Not going to lie.
I hope your wife likes Black Wiener.
Okay, so if Jeffy gets a hole in one, we'll tie it up.
Yeah. And Tiger goes for the putt. And he makes it!
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's where you belong. In the hole, stupid-ass, ugly-ass ball. See, I swear to God, if you cross me tonight with a white woman, oh, I ain't never golfing again. You hear me, golf ball? God damn it.
Okay, Jeffy, if you get a hole-in-one right here, you tie it, and you might actually be able to win on the next hole.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, Dang, is there something wrong with my tooth? I can't feel it.
No, buddy, no, you're doing good. Just please actually try, okay?
All right, I'll do my best.
And Jeffy lines up for his first shot on hole two. Kapowie! Oh, so close. Looks like you lose. Your wife's gonna be getting some tiger meat.
Wait, look!
What? I can't believe it, folks! A squirrel has picked up the ball and dropped it in the hole! That gives Jeffy a hole in one!
Wait, that counts?
Yep, now we're going on to hole three!
Oh my God, Jeffy, we can actually win this!
Welcome to the third and final hole, folks! Whoever wins this hole wins the tournament! Now this hole is especially challenging, because you have to hit your ball over a rattlesnake-infested field of landmines!
Landmines?
Yep, so who wants to go first?
Big Dog got it.
You heard it here first, folks. Big Dog got it.
Yep, Big Dog got it.
Jeffy lines up for his first shot. Let's hope he avoids the rattlesnakes and the landmines. Oh, bunker shot. It landed in the bunker. It's a pretty big bunker shot, boy.
Wait, it landed in the sand. How are we supposed to hit it?
You gotta go hit it out of the sand.
Come on, Jeffy, go hit it out of the sand. That way. Okay, Jeffy, you have to hit the ball in the air and make it in the green.
Duh, don't tell me what to do.
You kind of did it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Jeffy, that's not that bad. The hole's right there. That's an easy shot.
Oh, easy day.
Well, no, actually, the hole's right there where the flag is.
Huh. Well, then, what is that? Because I want a committee meeting over that, because that looks like the hole, and I think the hole should be right there for this one.
No, that's a sprinkler hole. But you better make it in this shot, because Tiger never takes three shots.
Well, looks like my wife is screwed.
Literally!
Well, Daddy, not if you distract him. I can just throw the ball in there.
But you'll get disqualified, Jeffy.
Not if you distract him. So go distract him.
Hey, well, what is the sand for?
Oh, well, that there's a bunker. It's a kind of sand trap we use to make golf harder.
Oh, Jeffy hit it off. Oh, and he made it off!
Oh, wow, let's go look at it. Yep, that's in the hole. That means Jeffy got it in three. That's a birdie.
Where? Tweet.
But no, a birdie is when you get one less than par.
Okay, I still don't know this language you're speaking, but like, are we gonna win?
Well, let's go watch Tiger, and if he gets it in less than three, your wife is.
I know.
All right, Tiger, if you make it in two, you win.
All I need is one shot.
Uh-oh, looks like he knocked it right into the rattlesnake landmine pit.
My hands were sweaty. I got this, watch.
Jeffy's got this, folks. Let's find out.
I got bit by a rattlesnake.
Uh-oh, he got bit by a rattlesnake. Oh, and then he stepped on a landmine and it exploded! Tiger Woods is dead, folks! He's dead, and there is no winner for this tournament!
Hey, no, I need to talk to you. So Tiger Woods died, so that means Jeffy wins, right?
No, the rules say if one of the players dies, the match is forfeited!
Well, no, because we finished the match, and Tiger Woods didn't get to finish, so that means we win.
Right, he didn't get to finish, so nobody wins!
What, no, we should get some of his will or his life savings, because we tried.
Nope, the money all goes to his children!
I swear to God, I am mad!
Me too.
And your tooth is broken.
What?! My tooth is broken?!
Thanks for ruining my day.
Marvin, I saw on the news that Tiger Woods died.
I know, we didn't get the money either, so it was a big waste of time.
Well, money isn't everything, and I'm glad I don't have to sleep with him.
I mean, yeah, I would rather die than anyone sleep with you.
Hey, Marvin, I'm here for your house payment.
Well, we tried to get it, Goodman. We tried to enter in the Tiger Woods tournament, but then he died.
Well, then you get your shit, and you get the fuck out.
Oh, come on, please, we'll do anything, please.
Unless you let me bang your wife.
What?!
I will get the popcorn.
That's right, Marvin. You're in the cup chair.
Marvin!
What, do you want to sleep on the street?
Kind of.
What? Nope. Get undressed. Go.
Jeffy, Marvin and I are going on a picnic.
Outside in the hot.
Marvin, you said you weren't going to complain.
It's August. Why would we eat outside? Let's eat inside with the air conditioning.
But Marvin, such a beautiful day outside.
But the grass is gross, it's wet, and there could be dog pee or poo.
Don't worry, Marvin, I brought a blanket.
But there's bugs, there's ants and mosquitoes and loud kids on bicycles.
Ugh, Jeffy, do you want to come on a picnic with us?
No, I'm tending to my garden.
Jeffy, I didn't know you liked gardening. Look, Marvin, even Jeffy likes being outside.
But it's inside on my computer.
Oh.
How are you gardening on your computer?
Dang, it's a game called Grow a Garden. I got 50 trillion shekels in that bitch. See, right there, I got the Francesco plant, I got several rainbow bone blossoms and sugar apples and spiked mangoes in this bitch.
Is that good?
Oh, dang, it's the tits. I got a green thumb up my ass.
Marvin, can we please go on our picnic now?
Okay. Jeffy, if you don't hear from us, I died of a heat stroke.
Okay.
Jeffy, did you shit your pants?
Once or twice.
But Jeffy, why would you not go use the toilet?
Because I'm busy playing my game. I gotta plant a seed, and then I gotta throw some sprinklers on that bitch, wait 45 minutes, and do it all over again. All
right, during your 45-minute wait, why don't you go use the toilet?
Well, because I have to wait to see if the plant does what it's supposed to do. Plus, I already got a pancake shit to my ass that looks like a fudge round.
Baby, go start a bath for him.
Okay.
Jeffy, you're gonna take a bath while we're out taking this picnic.
Got it.
All right, no, you're actually gonna take the bath. All right, you're gonna get that fudge round off your ass.
Oh, yeah, you might need to use, like, a jackhammer or something. Oh, jackhammer dick! Going up and down fast as shit and fuck.
All right, Jeffy, I started your bath, but I didn't turn off the water. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to have to turn off the water and take your bath, okay?
All right, got it.
What'd she say, Jeffy?
No, something about getting the bath, turn the water off, wash my ass. Don't use a jackhammer.
Yeah, that. All right, let's go.
Marvin, sound happy.
Jeffy, we're back home from the picnic. I'm finally home in the air conditioning. Whew. Why is the ground wet? Jeffy, did you take a bath?
Yep.
Did you dry off?
No, I wanted to air dry.
Oh, Jeffy, you tracked so much water in the house. It's so wet. Jeffy, why do you still smell like shit? Did you take a bath? Jeffy? Oh, my God. He forgot to turn the bathtub off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Ah! There's water everywhere. It's all over the floor. Jeffy, God, what the fuck?
Marvin, turn it off quick.
That's what I'm doing, God.
Ah! Why, Marvin? Just why?
There's water everywhere. Oh. It's like a bitch of water! It's a damn video game! That's why he did it! It's a stupid video game! I'm gonna break his laptop! Jeffy! You overflowed the bathtub!
Okay.
Give me the dick, you bitch!
Hey! You motherfucker! You give me my laptop back! My garden!
Fuck your garden!
You stupid bitch!
That's what I'm trying to say! You're ugly! Stupid and dumb! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, screw your dumbass garden game. I hope it's gone forever. I'm gonna clean up all this mess.
Ah! Bunch, what's with all the yelling?
Daddy's a dickhole!
Marvin, what did you do?
He threw my expensive tits laptop into the bathtub!
Marvin, that wasn't very nice.
You know he forgot to turn the bathtub off and it overflowed.
Hold on! Paused! That would be the fault of whoever turned the bathtub on in the first place, because they should have known not to trust me to do what I was told. See, you guys should be the ones that should get in trouble, because y'all left me here with an overflowing bathtub. I could have drowned. You can't leave someone with my mental condition unattended. I don't even know what I'm doing half the time. Every time I do something, it turns to shit. So now that we've established it's not my fault, you guys owe me a new laptop.
You know what I owe you? I owe you a spanking.
No, you don't. You owe me a laptop and more shekels. 70 trillion shekels.
You know what? You can go get your own goddamn new fucking laptop. How about you go start a real garden?
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Marvin, I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, no, you can go screw up other people's lives. I have to call a water damage repair person.
Honey, stop diddling in your garden and come make me supper.
All right, Hank.
A real life garden? They have candy blossoms, a bone blossom, and a frozen and shocked watermelon, and a frozen and shocked pineapple?
Oh, I'm taking all this.
Honey, I think the tard from across the street's fucking around in your garden.
What? Hank, he better not be touching my candy blossom, my bone blossom, or my sugar apples.
I think he is.
Hank, I'm stopping him!
All right.
Hey, fuck tard! Stop fucking around in my wife's garden! Stop it!
Hank, yell louder! Be a man!
Hey! Stop it!
Oh, fuck! Oh, well, looks like he got away with it.
Hank, go call the police!
It's just a fucking candy blossom.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, someone robbed my garden!
They robbed your garden? What is this, war times? The Great Depression? Who robs a garden?
A thief, that's who.
Okay, well, how much money worth of produce did they steal?
Billions of shekels worth!
Shekels? What the hell time period did I get dropped into? Could you convert that into U.S. dollars for me?
It's worth a lot!
Okay, let me look it up. It says right here that a billion shekels is worth 20 U.S. cents on eBay. So this is petty theft. This is beyond petty. It's actually petty for you to have even called me.
But he stole my shucked frozen watermelon!
Shucked and frozen watermelon. How did you freeze it? Did he steal it out of your deep freezer? And it's electrified, too? That should be a crime by itself. That's fruit torture.
At least he left my sugar apples.
Okay, now, I know my apples. I actually love apples, and I've never seen an apple that looks anything like that. And that apple's frozen. How did you manage that? It's August. Do you even know who stole all this produce?
Yeah, it was the neighbor's kid.
Okay, well, I will go have a talk with the neighbor's kid and see if I can get him to give you a quarter.
Marvin, you're not umming with
me. I can smell my own balls.
Marvin, no, this is supposed to help your anger issues. Breathe in, breathe out.
I'm breathing my own ball air.
Marvin, stop. We're going to center in and look at the third eye.
My penis? There's someone at the door.
Marvin, you're throwing off my zen.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
The cops. I didn't call the cops.
No, somebody called the cops on you.
Was it because of all the yelling?
No, but what yelling, Marvin? Tea time? Come on, spill it. Did you hit her? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Sometimes it feels like one good smack could solve everything.
I did not hit her.
No, you're right. This conversation's better had at Dunkin' Donuts. You drive so I can drink.
No, I can't leave. I'm kind of waiting on someone.
Waiting on someone?
Hey, did someone call a water damage repair guy?
Mark.
Brooklyn.
What the hell are you doing here, Mark?
I'm here to repair some water damage.
Marvin, is this true? Did you call this man, or is he soliciting? Because that's illegal in this neighborhood. I could arrest him. Just say he's a soliciting bitch, Marvin, and I'll slap the cuffs on him.
No, I did call him.
Marvin! Why would you call up Mark, my arch nemesis, when you have my phone number? I can repair water damage.
Well, his prices are cheaper.
Well, that's because on his website, he looks at my website and lowers all the prices by $1. He doesn't know what he's doing. I can follow YouTube tutorials way better than he can.
I do too know what I'm doing, and I can follow YouTube tutorials as well.
Mark, you see this badge on my shirt, this Sodon badge? That means I have authority over you. I could end your life, and the worst that would happen to me is I'd get put on paid leave.
Authority over this deal.
Marvin, that's it. Pick. Me or Mark, who do you want to fix your water damage? It shouldn't be this hard, Marvin. You're hurting my feelings.
Oh, come on. He's not even wearing a water damage repair guy outfit.
Oh, yeah? You really want to fuck with me, Mark? Look at that. I stay ready for this shit.
Oh, Bob! Bob! You're Bob! You know what? You can have the job. Maybe you can use it to buy a hair transplant.
Ouch. I forgot I was bald.
Well, now you get to fix the water damage.
No, I'm way too upset to fix water damage. We have police business to discuss. Can I come in and talk to you, son?
But who's going to fix my water damage?
I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Jeffy! Baby, have you seen Jeffy?
No.
Whoa, what's she doing? I heard you guys were yelling. Is this her trying to apologize?
I'm doing yoga.
Oh, I hate yoga. Not doing yoga. I just hate the word yoga. It always reminds me of Yogi Bear. You know, he's like, hey, boo-boo, with the stupid fucking voice he does. I don't know why he sounds like that. And then that makes me think of the baseball player Yogi Berra. That's not a name. That can't be a person's name. Is he named after Yogi Bear? Or is Yogi Bear named after him? See, I'm already pissed off. I'm confused. And then yoga makes me think about when you're hitting on a girl and you're like, yoga, let me get your number. You know? I hate the word yoga.
So why are we looking for Jeffy? Like, what do you need?
Oh, you see, your son stole 1 billion shekels worth of fruit from your neighbor.
1 billion shekels? How much money is that?
Don't worry. It's only 20 cents. Honestly, it's bullshit. But I told him I'd give him a quarter. So you have a quarter?
You
keep your change in your zipper?
But no, I didn't. Baby, do you have a quarter?
I have no need for earthly currency.
Oh my god. I have a dollar.
Don't give those people a dollar, Marvin. That's way too much money.
All I have is a dollar.
All right, fine. I told them I want change.
You can fix my water damage now if you want to.
I thought we weren't calling him anymore.
What was that, bitch? What did she just say? You're not calling me anymore?
All of us. I told you that we wanted to go with the cheaper option.
Okay, that's why you're handing out dollar bills, right? Because you're trying to save money?
No, listen. It's just like we don't want to do friendship and business. You know, we want to keep them separated.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if I'm not your friend, I'm a cop. I guess I can just go arrest your son for stealing.
No. Okay, we are friends. Yeah, take the dollar and also, like, try to fix the water damage. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll go take a look at your water damage.
Yeah, buddy.
So you see all the water damage on the floor?
Oh, yeah. The problem is you didn't drain your tub. Let me get right on that.
Wait, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a plumber. I'm not your friend.
But stop it!
No, I'm doing this to help you as a plumber.
Stop it! Stop it right now!
Have fun with that, you dick.
Oh, just wow. Just fucking wow. Jeffy, did you really steal 1 billion shekels worth of fruit from the neighbor?
Yeah, I sure did, Daddy. I had to sell it so I can get a new laptop.
You got a new laptop? You really could make that much money selling this fruit?
Yeah, Daddy. What I did was I scammed this kid who was new at playing the game, and I took his frozen butterfly and also 1 trillion shekels.
What? Jeffy, you'd have to sell like 1 octillion shekels to get a new laptop.
Oh, octopus dick has 8 ball sacks and shit.
Wait, so you really can make that much money selling fruit in this game?
Yeah, I even sold my shocked frozen pineapple that I stole.
Wait a minute, do you think if you sold this watermelon, you could pay for the water damage?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna slime my daddy a couple shekels, cause you know I got it like that.
Beep, 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 shimmy, shimmy!
Yes. You wanna hear some jokes?
Not really.
Oh, come on, you're gonna laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, come on, you're gonna love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay, next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, Zach made his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay, I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, guys. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, that is not that funny.
It is ass.
Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That's spankings on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore...
Over a joke?
Yeah, Eeyore's Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Cam right now.
How about oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
I know, he plays like 5 different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputin's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. Oh, there's your child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputia, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah. News!
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is this the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain of his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls a drip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, I'm not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so like when we made our videos again with the puppets because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, meow. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
Someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes!
Ah!
What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football! All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift! That's why we lost the Super Bowl!
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break him up!
What? We're just kids. How are we gonna break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
you
like,
got a point.
But no. Why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl for me, for Andy Reid, Andy Reid.
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me, help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it.
He was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't matter.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we gonna get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's better than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question. Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but, like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's the upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know. Margot Robbie! Of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce, and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh yeah, we need that money on too.
But Margot Robbie's not gonna do that, she's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we gonna do that?
Well, that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. You'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what? He damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
Well, what's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm going to have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not going to have to worry about her wedding because there's going to be no wedding because me and Joseph are going to break them up.
What? You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is going to give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Max! Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself where you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiancé signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo?
My bad.
Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Oh, okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there?
What?
Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there.
What?
Man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I meant yeah. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Joe, get the photo.
I got you, bro. Oh,
you just signed a picture of another close friend. I love you. Oh, TMZ. TMZ.
Oh no, we've been had.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me. Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody?
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants three cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which of the three cakes this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
Steve, why'd you call me here today?
I'm not Steve.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve.
No, I'm not Steve. I'm a woman.
She's a woman. So, how you doing? My name's Ronald.
Yes, I know who you are, Mr. McDonald.
Good. So let me show you what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. No. That's what I'm working with.
That's very nice.
Thank you. You want
to
see it?
No, I'm okay. I would like to discuss why we're here today. So, oh, Jesus Christ! Put that away!
That's real, by the way.
That's wonderful. I don't need to see it.
All right, I put it away.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God! Put it away!
That one had my butthole in it.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please focus?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
Where's Steve?
Steve is sick. He couldn't come.
No, I get that. Sometimes when I can't... You know what I'm saying? I like to use my imagination. So I close my eyes and pretend I'm in a Waffle House bathroom with the door unlocked. And I'm just going crazy on it. I'm going crazy! And the thing that gets me off is that someone could walk in any time. That is what really gets me going. Tell Steve to try that.
Okay, I will. Can we please focus?
Yes, please. I've been trying to do it the whole time. I got a date after this.
Sir, you're quarter-pounders.
So, what are you doing after this?
Okay, no, I'm married.
Me too. Never stop me.
You're quarter-pounders.
They're delicious.
They're making people sick.
Okay, if people eat too much of anything in one day, it's gonna make them sick. How many are they eating in a day? 2, 5, 17?
They just had one.
Nah, they didn't have just one. That doesn't make them sick. I have a quarter pounder every single day.
There are E. coli in your burgers.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria.
Okay, I got it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. We take the quarter pounder. We take the E. coli out. We sell the quarter pounder.
We're trying to do that, but there are 70 people that are already sick and 10 who have died.
Okay, give them a refund.
What about the people that died?
Okay, give their families a refund.
I don't think that's enough.
I got it. Give them all a free large french fry. No, medium.
A free medium french fry isn't going to fix this.
Then they're greedy. And I'm sorry, how many people did you say died?
10.
10? And how many people live in the world? 8 billion? So you're telling me 10 out of 8 billion people die? That's like winning the lottery! You know what? Give them the large french fry. Give them 2.
You could lose millions! What is this? What are you doing right
now? I'm brushing off the millions! I make billions! You think I give a shit about millions in Dallas?
You might not make billions if people are going somewhere else for burgers because yours are making them sick!
You know what? I know how to fix this. Hold on.
What are you doing?
Record me!
What?
I said record me!
Doing what?
Just record! Hey there, America. It's your favorite sweetheart here, Ronald McDonald. And I bet you're wondering, Ronald, do your burgers have E. coli? No, they don't have E. coli. Look at this beautiful double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Unbox that. Oh, yeah. Look at that cheese. Look at the cheese, cameraman. You see it? Look at the pickle. Oh, a little bit of onion action there. And don't forget the sesame seed bun. Cameraman, come smell this.
I don't want
smell it.
Okay.
You know what that smells like? Good. And you know what Ronald does to good in America? Oh, yeah. Don't stop reporting! Keep going! That's what Ronald does to good in America. Eats it up.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
He has E. coli poisoning from eating contaminated meat.
Ronald, I told you those quarter pounders are dangerous. Is he gonna be okay, Doctor?
Well, his symptoms should go away in about 3 to 5 days, but if you'll excuse me, I have to give myself a prostate exam.
Ronald, are you okay?
I feel like I'm dying.
Well, Ronald, your problems have only gotten worse. There have been 20 more cases reported of E. coli since you've been in the hospital.
Okay, give him a refund.
Ronald, we discussed this. A refund isn't enough. Also, your stock prices have dropped 5%. Burger King is beating you now.
What did you just say?
Burger King is beating you now.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell no. I'm gonna fix that.
Breaking news, UK! E. coli has been found in McDonald's quarter pounders and is causing people to get sick. Please avoid eating quarter pounders until the outbreak is resolved.
Oh my god, E. coli!
Jeffy!
Oh!
Don't eat that quarter pounder with cheese!
Why?
It might have E. coli.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria, Jeffy, and it can make you really, really sick.
Yeah, E. coli is usually found in poop.
Oh, well, I'm immune to that because sometimes I lick the toilet paper after I wipe.
Don't ever do that.
I know, that's why I said sometimes, because sometimes I forget to do it.
What? No, don't ever do it. Don't ever do that.
I know, because sometimes I forget to do it.
No. Well, you forget to do it. No, that means you're making it a priority to do it. Don't ever do it.
Okay.
God, there's someone at the door. Do not eat that, and don't lick toilet paper. We'll talk about that later. Hello?
Oh, God!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's me, Ronald McDowell.
I know who you are.
Good. Hey!
What?
Can I use your bathroom? Because there is shit and piss in this bag. Oh, God! Hold this! Hold this!
Well, I don't want to hold it! Ew!
Ew!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Ronald McDonald!
Really? Is he here to give us a refund on our burger?
Refund my ass! I don't give refunds!
Well, can we at least get a free medium french fry?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Ronald, why are you so sick?
Because I ate a quarter pound of that E. coli, and now I'm shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass!
Oh yeah, we saw that on the news.
Well, the news is a bunch of liars! My food don't make nobody sick!
Oh, all over the carpet.
That's where I need your help.
What, my help with what?
Well, my sales are going down, and Burger King's are going up. And I need someone to get the media attention off of me and onto someone else, like Burger King. So what I need you to do is go to Burger King, buy a Whopper, eat the Whopper, get sick from it, which shouldn't be too hard. It's not even real food. It's disgusting. Go to the news, tell them you got sick from it. And then everyone's gonna come back to old Ronald.
Why don't you just eat the Whopper and get sick?
That would be a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but a regular Whopper is not gonna make me sick.
What a pet! It's rat food! I'll rub it on the ground and throw it in the toilet and shit, and then you can eat it. You're gonna eat that shit.
I don't wanna get sick.
I'll pay you $1 million!
$1 million?
Yeah, I will.
Baby, I think I have to do this. It's $1 million just to get sick for, like, what, a few days?
I don't know, Marvin.
Yeah. Go get a Whopper. We'll tamper with it. Go.
Okay, we'll get a Whopper.
Good boy.
Okay, guys. I got a Whopper with cheese.
Oh, buddy. Don't eat that. Just take a picture of it the way it is and send it to the news. I'll give my customers back, because that shit is disgusting.
Well, no, I gotta eat it. I gotta get sick.
Buddy, I can't let you eat that. It's not worth your life. You'll die if you eat that.
Well, no, I need the milk.
It looks so much better now. It actually looks edible. Bone apple titties. Now eat it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I can eat it.
Marvin, please don't.
So you don't want $1 million?
I just don't think I can eat that for $1 million. You literally shaved your foot on it.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'll just find someone else. Hey, kid!
Want to make $1 million bucks?
Yeah.
Eat that shit.
Okay.
Well, no, Jeffy, do not eat it. He rubbed it on the toilet. It was so disgusting.
But Daddy, it's $1 million cash.
Do whatever you want to do. It's going to be okay, Jeffy.
I don't feel good.
Hey there, welcome to the hospital. How can I help you?
Yes, doctor, my son.
Wait, let me say it. Yes, doctor, my son took a bite from this Burger King burger that they sold just like this, and now he's dying. He's dying, doctor. Help him, please. Someone help my son that I love. Someone help. Call the news! Call the news and tell them that Burger King killed my son! Can you make a gang? Can you?
Well, 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 Ronald. Tampering with my burgers?
Well, if it isn't the bitch king.
You're just trying to get attention away from your E. coli, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you kind of nailed it right on the money. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, doing that to my burgers is not going to get rid of your E. coli problem.
Trust me, your burger looked a lot worse before I put my seed in it.
You banged my burger?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so you did tamper with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't go to the news about that, but I think they would be very interested to know that Ronald McDonald was banging hamburgers.
Listen, we can just forget this ever happened. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you're still going to give Jeffy $1 million for taking a bite of that, right?
What the fuck?
What? Oh, wow, we just got scammed. We got duped. Where's the doctor that was here earlier?
Oh, yeah, he found a lump in his prostate, so he's pretty worried about that.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was playing Tetris in the bathroom. Yeah, I had a good run going, so I didn't want to stop.
You're attached to Burger King.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I am. That's cool.
Clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But Clockman, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clockman, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clockman.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025? Fine.
Yeah, right. I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right. No, yeah. No,
what year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was... No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't. No dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now!
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this cloth, man.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't look at this one, clock man.
Thank you, alarm clock boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them.
And your alarm clocks, too.
We're not just going to bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time. Well, attention world, bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits. Stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm clock boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
Well, those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, alarm clock boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm clock boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm clock boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks.
Like Santa Claus.
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, alarm clock boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left, down, right, up, left, down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, alarm clock boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, alarm clock boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one is done for. To the kitchen.
Look, clock man, the microwave!
Get the time off! Get the time off!
Got it.
Good God almighty, the stove!
Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, you too? No way!
Look, alarm clock boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, alarm clock boy. The time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, clockman. This fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck clockman's... I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, clockman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, alarm clock boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Yes, help me with the fridge. Yeah.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All right. Time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it.
Happy 2025, everyone.
Boss doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop.
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And freezer.
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Yes. Now get ready. 1, 2, 3! Quick, Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you found me another Dalmatian puppy to kill yet and use its fur for me knickknacks?
No, ma'am, but don't you think you've killed enough Dalmatians? I mean, you've literally killed 100.
And I need to kill one more. The movie is called 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, yeah, I got it. But, like, I don't think anyone would know that you haven't killed 101 Dalmatians. I mean, this is a lot of fur. If the police ever came here and found out that you killed 100 Dalmatian puppies, you would be facing 100 counts of animal abuse. You would make Michael Vick look innocent.
And you've helped me do it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but money will make you do some crazy things.
Look, are you going to help me get the last Dalmatian or not?
Oh, really don't want to. I mean, screw it. What's one more at this point, right?
Now go get me last Dalmatian. Go quick.
What, are you in that much of a hurry to kill one more Dalmatian puppy?
Go now, Jasper.
All right, I mean, you're sick in the head. You know that, right?
Get out of here.
I mean, you seriously need some counseling.
Jasper, go!
Hey, Daddy.
What? What was that about?
George Bush made me do it.
Jeffy, go throw your paper airplane somewhere else.
Okay.
This chicken Alfredo bustin'. Ooh, but wait right here, chicken Alfredo, cause you know me. Chef Pee Pee gotta take out his pee pee to go pee pee. You know what I'm talking about? Don't move. Don't move at all, baby. Oh, sorry, chicken Alfredo. I was playing with it a little bit. You know, I'm jiggling and stuff.
Oh my god, a fire! Somebody call the fire department! There's a fire!
Relax, everybody. The fire department is here. There you go. I put out the fire. No, no, down, boy, down. Well, I didn't mean stop. I actually just meant lower. Does anybody have a jar of peanut butter? I'm about to act up.
Wait, what's going on in here?
I put out the fire in the kitchen.
Why was there a fire in the kitchen?
I don't know either.
I was cooking chicken Alfredo, then I had to go to the bathroom and play with myself a little bit. Then came back in here, and my chicken Alfredo's on fire.
Well, there is a piece of paper in the pan.
Oh, no, Jeffy.
Wait, what the hell did Jeffy do?
He was playing with a paper airplane. I think he threw it in the pan.
Oh, damn it, Jeffy!
Well, that means I'm going to have to give you a stern talking to. No! No fires in the house! That's right, boy.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Puppo, the firefighting Dalmatian. We dressed him up like a firefighter. Isn't that cute? Don't you just love putting animals in people clothes? I mean, he hates it, but I think it's adorable. And the bitches love it. They're like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, oh, what's your phone number? Maybe I can bring him by your house later and do some other things.
Why'd you hire a Dalmatian for the fire department?
Well, Dalmatians have been going endangered lately for some reason. A lot of kidnappings of Dalmatians. So we figured if we give him a job, I can keep an eye on him. Although, a firefighter is a pretty dangerous job. He's going through your pantry right now. Yeah, I think he's looking for some chocolate. He just wants to end it.
Oh, good boy, Puppo!
Where was that bathroom you were talking about?
What?
Never mind, we're gonna go do it in the truck.
Where am I gonna find a Dalmatian at this time of night?
Okay, Puppo, no biting this time. Let me just get the lid off this jar. Ooh.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is that a Dalmatian?
Yep, it is.
Can I take your Dalmatian for a walk?
No, the fuck? Get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, I've always wanted a Dalmatian, and I've never seen one before.
Oh, there you go. Now you've seen one. Now get out of here.
Look, I really need to take that Dalmatian for a walk.
Look, the only way you're seeing me or my Dalmatian is if there's a fire.
Wait. So you're saying if I go and start a fire, that you and that Dalmatian will show up?
Yeah, with half a jar of peanut butter.
But that's a whole jar of peanut butter.
Exactly.
I got it. Oh, man, I really hope this works.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering if I could come inside and cook dinner in your kitchen.
The fuck? No.
What's going on, Hank?
This weirdo wants to come inside and cook dinner in our house. I told him no, so handle it. I gotta go take a wicked dookie.
I'm so sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I was just wondering if I could come inside.
Oh,
and
my God. I love your accent. Where are you from?
The UK.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to be with a European man. You can come inside the house and do whatever you want.
But is it your husband in the bathroom?
Oh, well, he takes a long number two, so I will be in the bedroom getting ready.
All right. All right, let's get this party started.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm starting a fire in your kitchen, little girl.
Why are you doing that?
Because I have to steal a Dalmatian.
That doesn't make any sense.
You might want to step back. Oh, fire! Someone come help!
Hey there, somebody call the fire department. This better be an emergency.
Oh, no, fire! Ugh.
Get over here! Hey, get back here with Sucko! I mean Puppo! Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Come here, Puppo. Why are you trying to steal my Dalmatian?
Because I work for Cruella de Vil! Well, a girl who thinks she's Cruella de Vil, and she's killed 100 Dalmatians, and she wants to kill one more.
Well, Jesus, that sounds like a job for when I'm a cop. Well, you're not gonna steal my Dalmatian!
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that!
Well, I'd like to see you try! Again? Come on, Puppo. There's some sick people in this world. Well, I gotta clean off my uniform first. Marvin, you're never gonna believe what happened. Somebody tried to kidnap my Dalmatian.
Wait, like the movie 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, exactly like that. Somebody thinks she's Cruella de Vil and she's already killed 100 Dalmatians and now she's trying to kill my Dalmatian.
Oh, no!
Well, why don't you dress up like a cop and arrest her?
Oh, good idea, Marvin. I should get a different Dalmatian to give her so she kills that one instead of my Dalmatian.
Marvin, that's a horrible idea.
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you go arrest her for killing Dalmatians?
Marvin, you sick bastard. I'm not gonna breed Dalmatians and start a puppy mill of Dalmatians just to give her to keep killing them over and over again. That's terrible.
Marvin, how could you think of something so awful?
That's not what I said. I said...
Why don't you slowly torture all the Dalmatians?
Well, Marvin, I can't just dress up like a cop and arrest her. I don't have any proof. Anybody could have killed all those Dalmatians. But if I give her a Dalmatian to kill in front of me, then I could arrest her for killing a Dalmatian.
Well, why don't you just give her your Dalmatian?
I can't give her mine. Mine is specially trained to do firefighter things. There's no way I could train another dog to do that and enjoy it.
Okay, well, how are you going to find another Dalmatian?
Well, on Craigslist, of course. Looky here, Dalmatian for sale. Only $35.
That's not a Dalmatian. That looks like an angry dog.
I know, but we could just paint Dalmatian spots on it and nobody would know the difference.
Okay, go get it, I guess.
Well, I was kind of hoping you guys would go get it.
Why us?
Well, because I have kind of a reputation about dogs and peanut butter, so nobody's going to sell me a dog. But they'll definitely sell one to a happy couple like you two.
Okay, what's really going on?
I don't want to play two characters in the next scene, okay? Just go!
Okay. Well, can you give us the $35?
Yeah. Okay, here's 40, but bring me back the change.
I can't keep the $5 for gas money since I'm driving to get this dog.
No.
All right, baby, this is the house.
Hello! Welcome to Craig's house!
Oh, hi, Craig. We saw your dog on Craigslist.
Yes, isn't it hilarious? My name is Craig, and I posted on Craigslist!
Oh! I get it!
Yes!
Okay, so can we get the dog?
Yes, come on in. He's locked in the room.
Okay, he's in here.
There he is! There's Mr. Cuddles! You can pet him if you want to.
Does he bite?
Yeah.
Does he break the skin?
Oh, yeah.
Does he latch on and doesn't let go?
Oh, yeah, he did that to my dad.
But did it hurt him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does he have rabies?
Oh, yeah.
Rabies?
Yeah, but he is purebred.
Okay, baby, give him the money.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Do you have change for 40?
No. There you go, Mr. Cuddles.
God, I got this stupid dog you wanted, and look, his tooth came off into my leg.
Oh, no. Where's the $5?
He didn't give us change.
Ugh, you're going to ruin a friendship over $5. Well, just so you know, I'm starting to tab on you. You owe me $5.
Get him up! Get him up!
Marvin, quit playing around with the dog. We got to make him look like a Dalmatian. I'll go get the stuff. Now, does that look like a Dalmatian or what?
Wait, how did you get it to calm down?
Easy. I just hit it with the old horse tranquilizer. It should be out for about 15 minutes.
Why didn't you give him a tranquilizer before he bit me?
Well, I wasn't there, was I? No, I wasn't. But I called the guy who wants to steal my Dalmatian so I can give him this one instead.
Hello, did someone call me?
Yeah, so since you want to steal my Dalmatian, I bought you a different one. So here you go, kill this one.
Oh, wow, thank you. You made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, just take this one back to your boss and hope she doesn't want to do the sequel, 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, let's hope not. But knowing that crazy bitch, she probably will.
Well, since this was a successful day, I'm going to go get some peanut butter and give Puppo here a peanut butter corn dog.
All right, ma'am. He's your 101st Dalmatian.
What the bloody hell is that?
A Dalmatian?
You fucking wanker, that ain't a Dalmatian. It's a regular old mutt in a costume, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a Dalmatian to me with the spots and whatnot.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Well, I don't care. I already got paid.
God, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. What you doing? Oh, you're an ugly old thing, aren't you?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Poopy from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. What's that?